The current exhibition at Lisa Setti Gallery in Phoenix pays homage to Indigenous women who have been abused or murdered in an unusual way, with butterflies. Thousands of butterfly wings, meticulously cut and placed to create faces. Some are easy to see, for others, you have to squint. Each is a masterpiece, painstakingly created over months by artist Ben Timpson, who is also Puebloan.
My cousin, Shayna, right there, she was in a really horrible, abusive relationship, and she's now gotten out of it, which is, I'm so proud of her. She's a survivor. That was going on in 2017, that situation in my family. I was cutting up butterfly wings into the shape of squares because I was working on another landscape composition, and the butterflies were in the corner of the room, or the corner of the light table, and I just looked at them, and I was like, whoa, like, what if I could make her portrait out of these butterfly wings?
A photography professor at Arizona State University, Timpson is known for working with organic material. He's created art out of everything from dove wishbones to worms. But he didn't just choose butterfly wings to challenge himself. They have a much deeper meaning.
The name of the show is Illuminated Lives, to illuminate the stories of these Indigenous women who have survived or who have endured hardship. Not just now, but like for the past hundreds and hundreds of years. So the devastating statistics against Indigenous women in this country was the beginning of this series. I've been working with organic material for 20 years, and I try to incorporate the symbol of that medium to align with the content of the compositions. The butterfly is the symbol for resurrection, hope, new life, metamorphosis. Every single culture for like 30,000 years has had a mysterious and deep connection to the butterfly, every culture. And so I was like, I want to use this symbol, this medium, to align with this content, which is the missing and murdered Indigenous women or domestically abused women survivors. Because rather than focus on the negative or the abuser, like our culture usually does. And so I wanted to focus this project on the beauty, the hope, and the life of these women.
Timpson pieced together fuzzy portraits of unidentified women.
I first started with Banff County Jane Doe. Her body was found in 1979 on the Highway of Tears in British Columbia. And I wanted the figure to be slightly abstract, yet familiar, to show the face, that you knew you were looking at a face, but you couldn't identify who it was. This is Pima County Jane Doe. And again, more abstract. I wanted to show the idea of a face and slightly abstract with just a hint of the eyes and the nose and the mouth. And when I finished these two, I felt comfortable enough to start asking survivors.
After the abstract unidentified women, Timpson felt more comfortable asking survivors to let him do their portraits.
Then I met Carolyn Felicity Antone. She's on the Tohono O'odham Reservation. She runs the Young Women Are Sacred Conference, and she works with the Southwest Indigenous Women's Coalition. She's like, I would love to be a part of this project. After that one, I felt confident enough to work on my cousin, Shanice. And then after that one was Rebecca Plentywounds, and she was murdered on the Wind River Reservation. I contacted her sister with images of the past portraits. I told her about the project. I asked for the blessing from all the families. It's very important that you talk it out with the families first. And she sent me photographs to work from. And see, what was crazy about her story is like Rebecca Plentywounds, her murder was deemed a suicide, even though her body was found in like four different parts behind like her mom's house. It's like just a tragedy, you know, and underreported, right? I wanted to do this project because these people need representation. These stories need representation. But we can move past it through healing and strength and just talking about the issue itself.
The gallery's largest portrait is 2.5 by 1.5 feet. It features a woman named Juanita, a domestic abuse survivor.
Her husband would abuse her, and then when he tried to shoot her, she blocked a bullet with her hand. The bullet was deflected and moved through her hand, and she survived, and he's now in jail. But like, she definitely is a survivor. She's an incredible woman, and she's got this, like, her hair goes down to her knees. It's all solid white. And so when I met her on the reservation, I took photographs We had a whole long conversation. We talked. She loved the project. You know, it was like this project, I realized, is also a way to like connect people and like tell the stories collectively to show that like this is a systemic issue that's been happening for hundreds of years, but we can move past it through healing and strength and just talking about the issue itself.
Timpson spent 4 to 5 hours each day in the studio, sketching, cutting wings, and gluing them down to light boxes. Each portrait took 5 to 6 months to complete. Juanita's took a year and a half. The butterfly wings are so delicate that Timpson had to wear a dust mask so his breath wouldn't blow the tiny pieces away.
I purchased the Safe Source butterflies from butterfly farms all over the world. And then I take the butterfly wing and I use razor blades and I cut the butterfly wing into square shapes, and then I construct the portrait and I do say thank you almost every single time to the butterfly itself. I'm like, thank you for letting me use this butterfly, you know, to talk about something else.
That was artist Ben Timpson talking about his exhibition, Illuminated Lives. A portion of the proceeds from sales will go to the Southwest Indigenous Women's Coalition. You can see the portraits created with real butterfly wings at Lisa Setti Gallery through January 7th.